Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cock locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Nathan, thank you for engineering today. Rich Sheepin's with us. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. How's winter treating you down in Missouri?
Well, I have a newsflash. I did not plan to say much today, but I need to say this, if you'll just bear with me. So, y'all remember that months ago I mentioned that we had so much sun here in Missouri that it kept tripping the breakers on the solar system. And so I had to buy, I reconfigured the solar system to keep it from tripping breakers. I actually had to shut down the controllers so that they would charge less. There's a setting where you could say, throw away some solar energy so you don't trip the breaker. So I even did that. And I bought another charge controller. So instead of having three charge controllers, we have four. And so just as I got the new charge controller, I noticed something. The breakers weren't tripping, and the sun wasn't as bright. And the chemtrails were spraying. And so here's what happened. We went from generating, 2 months ago, about 45, let's do it this way, in watts, 6,500 watts peak, you know, when the sun was over the solar panels, and let's say noon, and 6,500 watts, all the way to 6,800 watts, now 1,500 watts. Now, I understand, and I've been watching this for many years, that, you know, as you get closer to winter, there's less sun, but that's really not it. Because we have less sun now than we ever had. And what's happening is they're spraying chemtrails and it's occluding the sun. Now, what does that mean to you? Is it a problem for you, class? The answer is yes, it is, because I've received emails with pictures of these chemtrails from instructors. Kathy sent me some, and her skies look like our skies. She's in Ohio, we're in Missouri. So the sun is occluded by these chemtrails. So they spray the chemtrails, and then it gets dusky, and the sun's rays are blocked. So that means that the Finelli farm can't generate as much electricity as we used to. But it also means that all these solar farms that the government has incentivized people to put in to support the grid generation can't generate as much power either. So if my numbers are correct, and I believe they absolutely are, we are generating less than one-third of the electricity with our array that we used to. One-third of what we used to. That means that everybody else is as well. So all of these cars that are joining the roads, these Musk mobiles that demand power from the grid, enormous amounts of power, enormous, like 3 days worth of electricity for your home or our farm to drive 200 miles. That's how much electricity these things use. As much as you would typically use on an average day, summer, winter, spring, fall, to heat, cool your home. 3 days worth, that's what a Musk mobile uses to travel 200 miles. That's just part of it. The other part of this breaking story that I don't think anyone else is talking about is, remember when I said that our creeks started foaming up and it was this kind of a sticky, tacky foam? If you want to get a mental image of what I'm talking about, you've all seen these people that get killed or poisoned and they foam at the mouth. That kind of foam. That's the kind of foam. It looks like that. Now, I'm not saying it is that. I'm saying it looks like that. It's a sticky, small bubble mixed with some larger bubble foam. Now, where is that? Was in our creek and everybody else's creek around here, too. Where did it come from? It came from the sky. Where did that come from? It came from the chemtrails. Now, here's the latest piece of news connecting these dots. We cleaned out our barn, and we took all these 55-gallon drums that were in the barn. We washed them off, and it's been rained on. And what I do is I take a dishcloth, and I put it on the top of these barrels because they have a lid, and the lid is depressed. So the lid will collect 3/4 of an inch of water if they're level. All right. So I've got all these barrels, lots of them, like more than 20, and they get rained on. And the rain sits on these barrels. And then I take these, like dishcloths, and I hang them over. 1/4 of the dishcloth is in the water. The other hangs off, the 3/4 hangs off the side. Capillary action just drains these lids. So I do that so they don't rust. So I just move dishcloths, a bunch of them. I move them from drum to drum to drum, and I drain them off. So what I'm saying is the water is removed. The new thing, foam on the lids of the barrels. What I'm saying is it's in your water bowls for your birds, your dogs, your cats, everything outside. It's in the creeks. It's in the land. It's on the lids of these barrels. We are receiving the benefit of Jumpin' Joe's spraying. The benefits are less electricity. Going into winter when we need more electricity, less electricity from the wind from the wind farms, less electricity from the solar farms, and you need more electricity to run your house, your farm, your business, and for your stupid neighbors to charge their stupid electric cars. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, well, it's all part of the agenda, Vince. As you know, we've given a very long list of the agenda and depopulation, food shortage, starvation, forced vaccine, immunity passport. Look, we've given all this. This is not a surprise. And keep in mind, folks, the powers that be, and I'm reading it all around the world, are eliminating anything that they call fossil fuels, any type of energy that is productive. Because the bottom line here, 2/3 of the energy that we produce here in America are natural gas and coal. So if we go strictly to green energy, we're not going to have enough energy for anybody. That's why they're warning us, that they tell us in advance we're going to have rolling blackouts. There's going to be very little energy. This is one of the many reasons that we live off grid. Or if you live on grid, at least have a backup system. We've been talking this way for years. Think plan B. Think basic food, water, shelter, energy. Think about manufacturing and harvesting as much of that through your skill sets as you can. Okay, Vince, I'm gonna start off with healthcare, and I'm going to go through as much information as I can, folks. And hopefully we can continue to wake people up. Hopefully I can give you guys information where you can pass it on to other people and save their lives. At the very least, make them read, research, and verify. Don't believe a word we say. Please verify this information. And I've done my best to use published articles in the public domain, vetted, verified, authenticated for credibility to the best of my ability. So here we go, folks. Starting with healthcare, smoking gun confidential Pfizer document exposes FDA criminal cover-up of vaccine deaths. They knew the jab was killing people, unquote. Keep in mind, remember when I mentioned, I'm just going to mention, paraphrase one piece of information from Karen Kingston. She talked about how Big Pharma broke the shield and no longer has liability immunity for this bioweapon. She was very detailed. It's on USAWatchdog.com, and I'm going to reference another interview on that as well, USAWatchdog.com. That's Greg Hunter's website. And she made it very clear that within 1 week of the Pfizer study, 419 people came down with COVID. You got to use that in air quotes. With terrible side effects and basically an admission to the vaccine that causes the symptoms. Neurological immune system disorders, cardiac, all those systems being attacked. So this is something that has been known, and it's not like an oops, oh, look what just happened. That's why they use big tech and the mainstream media to hide the truth. Next, how they plan to kill billions with the common flu, COVID vaccines, induced AIDS, immune system failure, opening door to death via common cold and flu strains. I wish I had more time to go into detail, folks, but we just don't. You need to heed these warnings. Next, court orders FDA to comply with FOIA and release information on FISA EUA. First batch of documents shows over 1,200 vaccine deaths within the first 90 days. They knew about this, folks. This is why the judges are making the big pharmaceutical companies who are coming out with these mRNA vaccines to show. Remember, Pfizer said they didn't want to show the results for 55 years. This is a joke. This is why judges are coming out with all these rulings saying that vaccine mandates are non-constitutional. This should have been done 10 months ago. But I think a lot of people are backstepping now because they know that the Nuremberg Code is going to fry a lot of people. And I have some information regarding that. Speaking of USAWatchdog.com, Europe has started Nuremberg 2, and they're about to do trials, as per Dr. Elizabeth Eads. Go to USAWatchdog.com. She says the low number of deaths from these so-called bioweapons. Stop using the term vaccine. And I'm saying that because it's not me saying it. It's tons of physicians, scientists, and researchers that I quote, paraphrase, and use their studies and articles. She says 325,000 deaths is a lowball minimum for deaths right now from these vaccines, from these bioweapons. 2 million minimum in Europe. She says do not take the flu shot because ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement, will worsen. Look, folks, this is look at how when the announcers of, like, sports see somebody basically dropping dead or clenching their chest and they fall down the ground. And then the announcer says, oh, I wonder if he took the vaccine. And then they shut him down. Remember Mariah Carey? Remember how she took the fake bioweapon shot? And then there was a close-up on the actual injection device, the needle, showing how the needle went up into the syringe and it was moving around on her arm and she faked it and did the actress thing, like did a little ouch or something. Look, this isn't the first time. We've seen this many, many times. It's all fake. See, science no longer needs to be proven. It just needs to be bought and paid for. Vince, any comment going into break?
Well, I'm just still stuck on how we're going to power all of our devices when our stupid neighbors have these electric cars and they spray the skies and we can't generate solar power. It's going to be a real problem, class. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not kidding. Do your own research and you'll see.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, and the salient point is change the use of the term vaccine to bioweapon. Well said, Rich. Back to you.
Yeah, well, you know, when I quote or paraphrase people, I make sure that they're physicians, that they're researchers, that they're scientists, that they're credible, that they're patriots, that they care about people and not willing to be bought and paid for and demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for their own personal benefit. Okay, that being said, I got a lot of information, folks. I'm just going to move on here. The COVID-19 vaccines do not prevent transmission of the disease. Judge Doty's ruling destroys Biden's vax mandates. Look, a lot of judges are canceling vax mandates all around the country. They're seeing what's going on. They're getting information from us in the independent media because we haven't sold our souls to sell the narrative for our own personal benefit. Next. World Health Organization says no evidence booster jabs will offer greater protection to the healthy. Look, they are backtracking. Everybody is backtracking. You have to remember, this COVID, this whole scam was done through fake PCR tests with a 99.7 survival rate developed by Fauci and China using your taxpayer dollars getting caught for gain of function. Wrap your head around that, please. This isn't something that's new. We've mentioned tons of these articles over time. Next, Australian government says fully vaccinated people responsible for bringing back mutant Omicron strain from Africa. Are you hearing this, folks? What does Delta and Omicron spell? It spells media control. Think about this. The governments around the world has been admitting, because of the information that comes out from true whistleblower physicians and diagnosticians, which I've quoted and paraphrased and used their studies for 10 months now, at least. And these governments around the world have finally admitted about a month ago that the first two jabs don't work. But yet, they want you to take a third jab while trying to convince people who haven't taken any jabs to take the first one. Is this the definition of stupid? Or do they think you are that stupid? Next. Government now, your doctor. 80 House Republicans helped pass bill to fund federal vaccination database. Just so you know, you 80 House Republicans, when the Nuremberg Code trials get here, you may be hung. You heard me correctly. Next, New York City to impose vaccine mandate for all private sector employees starting December 27th requires 5 to 11-year-old kids to also take the bioweapon. And wait till you see some of the articles I have on what's happening to children already. Look, Dr. Artis, I remember listening to an interview quite recently. I think he was with Mike Adams. I can't recall, but that's where I'm putting my bet. He basically was talking about how many children who are getting myocarditis right now, which is inflammation of the heart, never mind pericarditis, which is the lining. He made a very profound statement. I'm paraphrasing. He said 50% of these children will be dead in 5 years. Don't be fooled, folks, by terms like safe and effective and rare. That's what these people do, professional wordsmithing, redefining words, installing politicians, making official authority and experts actually mean something when it means nothing, when all these people are being bribed and blackmailed to sell out your country for the narrative. So think about this. Look at your kids and grandkids right now. 50% will be dead in 5 years, as per this physician. Can you imagine if you had a product and you had 10 deaths? You would be sued, lose your product, lose your business, everything. The establishment is hiding the deaths. VAERS data less than 1% reported. We'll be right back after this break.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the border crisis has very little leadership, the President Trump era remain in Mexico policy was put back into place by the Supreme Court. Mexico once again agreed to the policy and was implemented on Monday. National Border Patrol Counsel Brandon Judd on Fox News says the policy will deter illegal immigration.
If the migrant protection protocols are implemented properly, the moment we started sending people back to Mexico, people stopped coming because they're not going to give criminal smugglers thousands of dollars just to be sent back and have to wait in Mexico.
President Biden will teleconference Russia's Vladimir Putin today. Biden's people are saying he will tell Russia's leader invading Ukraine would have a terrible cost. It should be noted back under the Obama administration, Vice President Biden was a part of lawmakers that allowed Russia to invade portions of Crimea without repercussions in 2014. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, on his way out of office, is forcing his vaccine mandate on the private sector in the Big Apple. Republican Representative Fred Keller from Pennsylvania on Newsmax weighs in on the intrusive governmental overreach that is infuriating some Americans across the country.
I think that people that elect office need to respect and have the confidence in the people that send them to serve that they'll do the right things. And they can keep themselves safe. They can keep their customers safe. They can keep their team safe at their jobs. And we saw that happen all through the pandemic when we didn't have the vaccines and we didn't have the therapeutics and we didn't know as much as we know now. And for some reason now, all those people that were heroes, Joe Biden and now the mayor of New York City doesn't have the confidence in them to do what they did for so long.
Back when My Body, My Choice was the calling cry for women around the world, things have certainly changed. The U.S. Supreme Court continues debating on the future of abortion access nationwide. Justices recently heard oral arguments over a Mississippi law banning abortions after 15 weeks. The law is trying to protect the voiceless children from being terminated. Pro-abortion groups say the government gets no say to regulate a woman's body. Senator Mike Braun, Republican from Indiana, on Sunday said he believes it's about time abortion laws be turned back over to the states. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, said the best way to protect abortions would be to codify Roe v. Wade into federal law. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, no calls today. Rich Stevens with us, and I can't take calls anyway because my call screen computer failed. And we lost 2 computers yesterday and the day before. I mean, within 2 days, 2 hard drives blew up. I think something's up. I really think there's a back door to kill hard drives. Rich, back to you.
There's a lot of back doors in society today, unfortunately. Okay, I'm moving on here, folks. EU president pushes mandatory vax. First of all, here in the United States with our Constitution, mandatory vaccinations or bioweapons are illegal. Illegal. It's against the Nuremberg Code. It's against HIPAA regulations. It's against the Hippocratic Oath. Every angle you look at that, it is illegal. Do you remember how I've talked about the objective? You know, I have 30, 40 different things about the agenda, but I also talked about the agenda, the objective. climate change, COVID, largest transfer of wealth, financial enslavement, the term reset, vaccine, which is a bioweapon, the social credit score, tyrannical takeover, surveillance, tracking, assigning sustainability scores, carbon footprints, delegitimizing work, putting in MMT, UBI, digital centralized crypto, and of course, all run by non-elected people. This is all by design. That's exactly what this article talks about. EU president pushes mandatory vax. You see how they're doing this? Look, we don't just make this stuff up. We connect the dots with objective facts. Next, over 100,000 psychiatric disorders like hallucination and suicide reported after COVID vaccination. You remember when we talked about this in a similar context where we talk about how vaccinated people are 9 times more likely to be hospitalized than the unvaxxed, and the so-called catchphrases, died suddenly, sudden adult death syndrome, unidentified causes, unknown, all air quotes. But remember also how we've talked about vaccinants. And remember that one article I talked about? And this comes from basically U.S. insurance companies. And they use real math because they're in the business of making money. And they talked about how accidents involving moving vehicles, including vehicles hitting pedestrians, moving vehicles, are up over 600%. What happens when your government tells you you have to take a mandatory bioweapon? What's the definition of that? It's called democide, murder by government. That's what we're seeing here, folks. I'm moving on. Next, American Heart Association issues warning on mRNA vaccines. See, the powers that be are realizing they're losing the narrative because the people are reading research and verifying. You see, the judges, all these institutions and organizations, they're backtracking. You're going to love this next article, folks. Twitter. We always talk about how big tech is part of the criminal cabal. Well, now they say that the American Heart Association science article is an unsafe link. In quote, unsafe link, because it shows that mRNA vaccines cause heart damage. You can't make this stuff up. It's unbelievable. This is like second grade science. Like, my defense now is nanner, nanner, nanner. Or liar, liar, pants on fire. Can you imagine going into court? This is exactly what's happening. This is how stupid they think you are. Next, Fauci confirms first person with Omicron variant in USA was fully vaccinated and has mild symptoms. Look, we all know that as so-called viruses replicate, they get weaker, okay? But the people who are getting sicker are the people who have taken the bioweapon. Next, Eric Swalwell, we all know who he is. He's accusing the unvaccinated of threatening his children. Well, Eric, I guess you're pretty obligated to sell the narrative when you're caught boinking a Chinese spy. What else do you have to do for this so they don't give out too much information? Well, I just gave a ton of articles right now, Eric, about how it's killing and damaging children. So let's continue with that, Eric. Would you please listen, Eric, and please read, research, and verify, Eric, that I'm telling the truth. Dr. Tenpenny issues stark warning to mentally and spiritually prepare for millions of dead children. She's a doctor, Eric. Do you think you know more than she does? Next, 7-year-old children suffer stroke and brain hemorrhage 1 week after receiving the Pfizer COVID-19 shot, Eric. Next, Dr. Angelina Ferrello reports Pfizer's clinical trial for COVID shots saw huge numbers of children develop pericarditis, Eric. Next, child deaths in UK surge after COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Eric, you better do a little more reading and research. Investigation launched into abnormal spike in newborn baby deaths in Scotland. Eric, look, you can't, anybody who's in government, any organization, any institution, they have sold out. Doesn't matter if they're the mainstream media, doesn't matter if it's education, academia, the state, government, big corporations, medicine, Wall Street, the rule of law, any social institution, any big tech institution, they're infected with greed, psyops, racketeering, corruption, everything that's dishonest regarding the consolidation of power, money, and control. They're all corrupt. They all manipulate. They're all dishonest. We're not resembling the unelected, installed, corrupt elections of the Soviet Union. We're beyond them. We surpass them. That's why the word official authorities and expert have no more credibility. Transparency is a politically correct buzzword. All these groups, all these institutions that we used to think that they were benevolent have betrayed the trust of the people, and they have corrupted their profession. And now I'm not just talking about because of the stealing of election. I'm talking about all the things that we're talking about. I mean, we're literally starting martial law, prisoner training, one-party technocratic dictatorships. It's very sad. All right, I have so little time. Fully vaccinated patients show mild symptoms after Omicron infection in Botswana. Non-vaccinated show no symptoms. No, nada, zip. Next, forgotten monument to dead orphans from Fauci's torturous and deadly AIDS testing is located in New York State. These heartbreaking photos are in New York, people, because Fauci got to experiment on orphans. Not making this stuff up, all published articles in the public domain. Next, Dutch authorities confirmed 14 Omicron positive passengers from South Africa were, are you ready, folks? We've said this 1,000 times, were fully vaccinated. That's right. Fill in the blank. Pretty easy. Next, unless you're a Democrat or a rhino who sold out your country for the narrative. Next study, COVID vaccines double risk of cardiac incidents, 29 times more stillbirths. Next, Norovax says it will have a new vaccine ready in just 2 weeks for the Omicron variant. Are you going to trust this, folks? Please send me a check. I will send you a bridge. Next, antibody 35B5 neutralizes all variants of COVID. Where is this from? China. Are you going to believe this? Are you going to put this in your body? Please send me a check. I will send you a bridge. Next, COVID vaccines are 800 times more dangerous than smallpox vaccines and kill more people that they save for all age groups. People, next. Germans waiting to die now have to get vaccinated for COVID before receiving euthanasia. I'm not kidding you. You know how stupid that sentence was that I just said? That's how stupid they think we are. Before you want to kill yourself, you have to get the bioweapon shot. You can't make this stuff up, people. This is beyond Twilight Zone. Next, new Omicron variant, so far detected only in fully vaccinated. Keyword, folks, fully vaccinated. Next, there is no scientific evidence that COVID-19 vaccines have saved a single life. I wish I had more time. We can go into great detail. I don't. Next, Canada just banned all unvaccinated people from leaving the country. They're all also starting in Canada concentration camps, and they're also starving their people. I've read all that. Next. Federal judge blocks vaccine mandate nationwide, protects health care workers across America. See, the federal judges, the local judges, they're blocking the mandates because they see what's happening. It doesn't take second, you only need a second grade education to listen to what we say because we break it down, we vet everything, we break it down into the simplest form. Next. Nearly half of COVID vaccine deaths occur within the first 2 weeks after vaccination. Research. Look, how many, remember the articles we gave that if you took the vaccine and you died within 2 weeks, they put you down, they allocate your death as COVID? Again, air quotes. Well, here, this research is saying half of the COVID vaccine deaths occur within the first 2 weeks. So basically, they're getting plausible deniability and a pass for murdering people. Next, federal judge strikes down DOD claim that Pfizer's emergency authorization vaccine and Comirnaty are interchangeable. Everything's a fraud, folks. Judges are starting to see it. Everybody's trying to backtrack so they don't get hung for the Nuremberg trials, which has started in Europe as per Dr. Elizabeth Eads. Next. German doctor murdered hours after exposing graphene hydroxide in the vaccines. You remember how we talked about this, folks? This graphene oxide? Well, apparently, there's a new conversation about graphene hydroxide, which these physicians are saying are nanotech razor blades cutting up your organs. Do you remember how the prions, the spike proteins have been found in autopsies in every organ? We don't make this stuff up. I purposely don't make this stuff up. I use credible resources from physicians, scientists, and researchers purposely. We'll be right back after this break.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, you've mentioned that the bioweapon, the current variant, Omicron, and it's clear to me that the Greek alphabet is used for naming the bioweapon variants. First one would be the letter A, then B, etc. So the Greek alphabet is alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, pi, rho, sigma, tau, upsilon, etc. And so what happened? It's clear to me that we skipped the letter N, or pronounced nu in the Greek alphabet, nu. And we also skipped the letter xi. And so my research tells me that we skipped the letter nu because it sounds like new, like new bioweapon or new virus variant. And we skipped the letter xi, X, because it sounds just like a guy's name. The Mr. Mr. President Xi Jinping, who is known as the head of state or the president of the Communist People's Republic of China. Back to you.
Well, yeah. Why, just like the movie Red Dawn, when they remade it, they were going to make it with China military, or the implication that China was attacking. But they had to use North Korea in lieu of China to build the narrative. See,
Are you going to be talking about Tim Cook and what he did with China, the sellout, $275 billion sellout, the Apple deal that homo Tim Cook had a secret deal with China to develop their technology in exchange for China reducing regulations regarding Apple's products and the iPhone? Is that something you were going to talk about today?
Well, obviously you're halfway there, so go ahead and finish it.
Okay. All right. So, you know, I've talked about guys like Bill Clinton, and people say, well, yeah, but, you know, just because he can't keep his zipper down, that doesn't mean he's not a good president. And I maintain that, you know, people are the way they are all the time. So when you have Bill Clinton, he can't keep his zipper down, and he's doing these immoral things. He's also sold out, according to all kinds of articles on the internet, about how he gave China our secret military information about our missiles, wiping out our strategic advantage. That's, you know, William Jefferson Blythe Clinton. That's according to the internet. All right, that's what they're saying. And there's lots and lots of articles. And then you have Tim Cook, who's a homo, and what's he do? Well, he signed, according to dailymail.co.uk, headline, quote, Tim Cook signed a secret $275 billion Apple deal with China in 2016, promising to help develop their economy in return for quashing regulatory actions against the iPhone maker. So, China agreed to exempt Apple from measures that they were going to clamp down on Apple's production with the iPhone. And so, Tim promises $275 billion with a billion, right? B with a billion or billion with a B dollars and helping them with their technology and building their economy. And how well is it working? It's working great. They're eating our lunch. We don't make anything they do. Thank you so much, homo Tim Cook. As far as I can tell, he's a traitor. Back to you.
An American sellout. Okay, folks, I'm moving on here. Next article. mRNA vaccines, of course, they're called bioweapons, and all the vaccine words are in air quotes, dramatically increase inflammatory markers linked to acute coronary syndrome. Look, I'm even reading, when we talked yesterday, Vince, speaking of the bioweapon, I remember the Red Cross and other organizations would not take vaccinated blood. Well, I'm reading, and I haven't verified this. When I say I haven't verified it or vetted it for authenticity, I mean it. But I'm reading that certain places are taking vaccinated blood. Now, this could make this bioweapon go exponential, because what if you go to the hospital and you need a transfusion or you just need a little bit of blood? Is this going to eventually kill you? And this needs to be verified. I'm putting this out there for feelers to the Alex Joneses and Stu Peters and Steve Bannons, the big guys who do the interviewing with a lot of these frontline doctors. Okay, moving on here. Vaccine-induced industries and death are a public health threat, warns Peter McCullough. He actually says that we should eliminate using these vaccines, and it's pretty obvious that he's correct. Next, UW, I guess University of Washington basketball team, forfeits game against UCLA because they're fully vaccinated, but seven players tested positive. Do you think that's possibly true? Do you think maybe a couple of those players were holding their chest and they couldn't go out and play? Just asking. Just asking. Vince, last word.
Okay, so Bill Clinton in the 80s, when he was governor of Arkansas, developed a plan to sell tainted blood from the prisoners in Arkansas's prisons, and it was tainted, and people got hepatitis. Some people died. But he could keep his zipper up, right?
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.